T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The remnants of Florence are moving on, but it's leaving catastrophic flooding behind. Let's bring in Jim Ryan this morning, who's in Wilmington, which is completely cut off. Is that right, from the rest of the state?
The heavy rain continued right until last night, from Friday morning until last night, leaving a lot of roads into and out of the area completely flooded, inaccessible, impassable, Susan. So, yeah, Wilmington itself was more or less cut off from the outside. Shouldn't say more or less, it was cut off. There was just no way to get in or to get out. The rain has stopped. It's been stopped for a few hours now, and perhaps those roads will start to dry out and some of those roads will be drivable again.
Is there hope that that is going to happen soon? Because we keep hearing that flooding might come even worse than it might have over the last 36 hours or so because of flash floods, things like that.
Yeah, and a lot of the danger, a lot of the threat of flooding now has moved west of here. Not just flooding. Right now, right in Raleigh-Durham, about 130 miles northwest of here, there's a tornado warning. The heavy rain has moved up to that area. Florence is a tropical depression at this point, but still has a lot of rain, and with it a lot of energy, and that is bringing this threat of tornadoes. And in fact, that tornado warning, tornadoes indicated on radar there. So here close to the coast, things may start improving. We had it bad first, and perhaps we're seeing improvement here first as well.
Wow, they sure don't need that. Did many leave around Wilmington, and are they expected back soon? I mean, obviously the only way in would be by boat, but are they expected to check on their damage soon?
Probably not. I mean, sometime this week, probably. But Bill Saffo, the mayor of Wilmington, has been clear. He doesn't want people trying to get back in yet. It's still dangerous. There's still, as they restore electricity, some of these lines that are down may be hot at some point. There's a lot of debris around. Just it's difficult to move around this community. And so the mayor wants people to stay away. If they evacuated, to stay out of the place until the all clear is sounded. That may be a few days from now, Susan.
Yeah, you know, you've been in Wilmington. What's it like kind of being around a place that ends up being shut off from the rest of the state?
Well, yesterday, I think in the afternoon, it was raining heavily, just raining like crazy. The Cape Fear River was threatening to leave its banks again. It runs up the western side of Wilmington. There were a few people out in the street, and as I drove down one of the main streets in the old section of the city, it's been around for 150 years or so, I saw lights on, pulled over and went in. There was a bar that was in the Irish Pub, which is run by a guy from Belarus. It was up and running, and it was crowded. He's got a generator, and he says he hasn't missed 1 hour of business from the storm.
Hey, glad to hear that someone's doing
probably
well.
Probably doing great business during the storm.
They had one channel of TV, and it was Gunsmoke.
You know what? Sometimes that's what you need to get away from everything they're dealing with out there. Gun smoke and a beer.
Right. Decompress.
Hey, Jim, we appreciate it this morning. Stay safe, and we'll be continuing to follow the progress down there. Carolina's expecting catastrophic flooding from Florence. Already places like Wilmington cut off from the rest of the state because of flooding.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.